Welcome, listeners, to another installment of the Extra Effort Forum. This is the Extra Effort Forum Side B, the fun side of the Extra Effort Forum, where we bring on great guests and to come on and talk about various music that they're doing, and you know, just to get a little insight on a lot of what's going on. And tonight is no different. We're going to have on a fantastic. We're going to have on.
Continue the long march of those who came from groups.
Yes. I just want to do God's will.
Reaching for the mountain.
And He has allowed me to go up the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land.
It is time to turn the page.
If you think that we have a role that we can play with all of mankind, I ask for your help. I ask for your assistance.
I still have a dream.
As well as a beginning, signifying renewal, as well as change. As well as change.
The change that's required, this new spirit of responsibility and honesty and seriousness.
Behold these to be felt evident.
The real change in progress.
That the torch has been passed.
Not by dividing people.
To a new generation.
But by bringing people together.
I still have a dream.
But it's love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
Explore what problems unite us.
Feeling of justice.
Instead of belaboring those problems
toward those
divide
who still
us.
Suffer.
To reach for something higher.
I still have a dream.
Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. To join together and forge a better future for our children. Let us be our brother's keeper. Let us be our sister's keeper. Let us find that common stake we all have in one another.
In the background, you're hearing a fantastic rendition of Winds of Change. It's called Winds of Change Reprise. We have on as our special guest tonight, Airborne, a multicultural contemporary jazz group from New Haven, Connecticut. They have been moving forward with their eighth CD, Back in the Days, Airborne Anthology, which we're going to get a chance to listen to tonight. This project is a wonderful collection of new material and edited, remastered compositions from other Airborne CDs. We with us tonight, listen with us, two of the members. We have with us Mr. Thomas Barone, who is a keyboardist for Airborne. Keyboardist from Airborne. And we have also his brother, Greg Borino, the guitar player. How are you all doing tonight?
Good, Andrew. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. And welcome, everyone. The Extra Effort Forum, yes.
Absolutely. It's the Extra Effort Forum Global Radio Program. And then, again, this is the fun side, the side B. Now, that piece that we were listening to open up, it's called Winds of Change and Prize. Now, this is on the Back in the Days CD?
No, that's on our Winds of Change CD from 2008. And that was... the title cut is also more of an instrumental song, but we Airborne every CD we always try to put a message, and that we took the theme of that the groove of that song with a lighter touch, and we put the speeches from Dr. King, Robert and John Kennedy, and of course our president. Listening to it today, as we just listened to it, it still instills a
message of hope. Yeah. That's what we called it, was a message of hope.
Yeah.
And
listening,
it just came out
we
wonderful.
We actually need that now, right?
We need it all the time.
You're right, to play it again. We need to play it some more because, you know, again, as we're leading into, well, you know, just for a moment, forgetting that the electoral campaigns are coming up in 2012, just the idea that we've got all the economic conditions going on. You know, we need a wind of change, and people need to have hope, which is what I heard in all that piece that's going on.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we try to do. Like Gregory says, we try to stay out of politics, but we're very aware of what's going on in the world. And
yeah, and as musicians, we offer almost like a Band-Aid of ease to people, a calmness, a soothingness. And, you know, for people to live their lives better, and by some way through our music, hopefully they will feel that.
Yes, we try to put out a message of love. And also the video of that, what you just heard, the video was shown at the Democratic Convention in 2008 when the CD was released also. Yeah, that was an honor for us to have that video shown during the Democratic Convention. Will be coming in 2012 in Charlotte, North Carolina, pretty soon.
Well, I hope you guys will see me there this year. I missed that historic moment in Denver, but you know, I do plan on being more active than the one that's coming
here
because
good.
We're going to need
very
it.
Good.
But listen, let's talk a little bit about the band, about the group,
sure.
Because again, you're Airborne. So based on the write up that you guys have sent over, you know, you all have been. You know, this is like your 8th CD, and, you know, how long have you guys been in existence? Give me a little bit about the band, the group. Tell me a little bit about it and a little bit about some of your members. And how'd you guys come together? I mean, a lot. Just kind of let's take it away.
Okay. Of course, me and Greg are brothers, so we've been together since birth. And, so... Really, the band has been together since the early 80s. We always say 1988 we've been together because of the recordings has been happening. Once we started they weren't CDs then, they were records to be released.
Yeah, vinyl.
or cassettes. CDs in the 80s. So... we worked together. The jazz band was together in the early 80s, and the Back in the Day CD that we have out now is music from the 80s. It's over three decades of what Airborne is all about and what we have progressed through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's funny because our new drummer right now, when we were putting the songs together. We said 1988, but we said, you know, that's the song that recorded. One of those songs we recorded was 1984, and he goes, "I was born in 1984."
So that kind of aged us a little bit, but it's all good. And
thank God for being aged, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Like
it's
a fine
learning
wine, I hope.
Absolutely. And it's been a learning process. And our music's developed quite a bit. We have, like, influences from R&B, a lot of Latino, African, Caribbean music. And we all infuse that together. And the group is very diverse. We have people from all backgrounds. And that's what we like to put out is music that expresses much diversity, but unity.
Yeah, and different cultures and ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Thomas, one of the things that I did notice, particularly, you write your current grouping as it's formed. You've got about 7 members, and you know, it looks like it's from all ethnic backgrounds and hues
it is.
And colors.
Mm-hmm. It is. Coming from New Haven, New Haven is a very multicultural city. It's of course, it has Yale. It's very educated. There's many universities and colleges around. And it's so much culture. Right, Greg? There's
yes.
so much culture in New Haven. There's music. There's art. It's a very New Haven is a very wonderful place to live. And you get absorbed through all these cultures
yes.
and ideas. With the food, the music, everywhere you go, you'll listen. You can hear jazz. You can hear classical music. There's a symphony orchestra. You can hear Latin music. You can hear rock and roll.
we are like very diverse, as you said, with the picture. And but through many diversities, we become one sound.
Yeah.
And that kind of incorporates the Airborne sound, all these diversities, but coming together.
Yeah. We call it like a musical brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
listen,
how we've lived our lives, you know.
Well, that's good, and you can hear it coming out in the music. And so, you know, this is a artist listening show. And so, what we want to do is we want to let our listeners hear a little bit more of the music. So, the first piece that we got queued up to play, it's actually the name of your latest CD, Back in the Days. So, give us a little sort of intro, either one of you, of what we're listening for with this particular piece.
Sure. On this first piece, what we did was it got a little old school funk to it, but with a modern twist. And it incorporates, you know, a nice solid funky backbeat, but with some complex arrangements.
Yes, and we of course we named it Back in the Days because it was our anthology album.
And outstanding.
Enjoy the song.
listening to the Extra Effort Forum.
Wow, wow! Listen, that piece there. You know what I can hear from there? I'm telling you, I know. You know, we're clearly dating each other because that it seemed like in the 80s. That type of horn sound, that's kind of like the Earth, Wind, and Fire horns. I mean, that's a sound that you've heard in a lot of people playing back in those days.
That old school funk, yes.
Yes.
And it's funny, my brother Tom just saw Earth, Wind, and Fire two nights ago.
Yes. And they were better than ever.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, that horn, right?
Yes, we do. That was one of our favorite bands of all time. They're like an institution, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You know.
Yes. We call that party time jazz. And you could tell that a song like that will get a crowd very motivated and up on their feet. It goes over very well.
Yeah, there's a certain time when we call that song off, like when the audience is just feeling that looseness, that funk going on, and once we start playing that song, the whole place comes alive and just parties.
Yeah.
It's very much a live song. As good as the recording came out, live it just goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine. Listen, while I was sitting there listening to it, I had to put my microphone on mute because I started snapping my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait, we're on the air.
That's right. Well, it's that good old feeling. You can't help but clap your hands, move your feet. You can't stop it.
Absolutely. When we did our CD release party, we took a video of it, and actually we couldn't use the video because the people were screaming so much it was over the band. Everybody was just partying and dancing, but it was such a good vibe. Yeah. It was just that kind of atmosphere.
Mm. Sure. So, Greg, let me ask you this. So let's talk a little bit about the band. So mm-hmm. you know, off the air when we were talking, you mentioned that the band had about 7 members currently. How many of your original members you have, or is it just kind of evolving?
There's 3 original members, myself, my brother Tom, and our sax player Tom Sansone. But most of our members have been with us for a long time, like 10 years or plus. So usually it's not like there's been somebody different every year or something like that.
Sure.
Our drummer is the newest member. But most of our people, our percussionist has been with us over 10 years. So we've had people who stay with us for a long time.
Long time, yes.
Through many CDs.
Sure.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't finished. Your trumpet player.
No,
what?
Our trumpet player, Randy Boss, he's been on our last 4 CDs. Asher DeLarmy, our percussionist, he's been on our last 4 CDs. So the people have been with us quite a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I'm curious, you know, and this is a lot for some of the newer artists that listen to my show. You know, you have a lot of these indie artists out, and I just learned about 3 weeks ago what indie meant, is these independent production artists and things of that nature. So when you guys were, because, you know, you and Tom, you and Greg, you know, so your brothers, and you were sort of like this nucleus, and you guys got the idea, you know, what you love music, you want to play. I'm curious, how did you guys pull together your musicians and sort of really just get into the thing that you wanted to be a group?
I would say, okay, well, the nucleus was myself, Greg, my brother, and Tom Sansone, who plays sax and flute and vocals also. Those were nucleus, so all we needed was the start off is a good drummer and a good bass player. And most of the time the band was at the beginning 5 piece, right, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, and then it evolved. A lot of times we still play with 5 piece, but we go up to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We go up to 7. But all our people are from New Haven, so we've been friends, and we've been using mostly the people that we grew up with as musicians and friendship.
And you know, you give respect to your musicians. We try to work hard, create good music, and people enjoy playing with us, and usually they stick with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, our goal is to create good music, create good bonds, good friendships. We're always honest. Let's create
That's cool.
a good vibe.
Cool.
And people enjoy playing with us.
Yeah, because we let the musicians play. We yes. make their what they bring, their talent to bring to the band come out.
Yes, well, we are like kind of the leaders of the band, me and my brother Tom. We do let all our other members add something to the group, bring what they can bring to the table that will add to the music. So it's not a one-man project.
No, we're the writers. We write and the arrangers. Most of it, my brother Greg and Tom Sansone. We're the composers and we do arrange everything. But the musicians bring their talents to the table, as Greg said.
It sounds like a pretty positive and pretty a successful combination. So the musicians almost really come in feeling that they're not just a musician in the band, but it's their band. And then you guys
yes.
are all one
Oh, absolutely.
Team.
We always try to push that.
Every one of them feel that. They always say that. They do really feel that. We never make them feel that it's not their band. Never.
And,
no.
You know, it's something that you guys said in the beginning of the discussion here was that, you know, particularly with that piece that I really like, Winds of Change Reprise, you know, that your music and your songs always have some messages to it. And the song we're getting ready to play now, we've got queued up Moving Forward. You know, again, tell me a little bit about that, and let's introduce that piece that's coming up.
Okay, Moving Forward, I wrote that song. This is Tom Barino. We were looking, first of all, back in the days, we were looking for something old school. But the band, a kind of our trademark sound is, it's been called Island Passion and Urban Emotion. So the Urban Emotion came out back in the days. But we needed something more, a little more islandy. So, put some thought, came up with Moving Forward, but also keeping a positive attitude. And Moving Forward is perfect for our showing the Airborne Anthology at this time. That we're not done yet, and we're still going and still creating and using different ideas.
Outstanding, Moving Forward.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and you are listening to my uncle's radio show.
Yes, we are, baby. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was great, Andrew.
Oh, sweet. Yeah,
that was cool.
Hey, y'all, listen, that moving forward, and that's you're right, I could hear the Caribbean vibes in that, and I love a good that solo piece with the on the piano, on the electric piano. Awesome stuff.
Thank you so much. The Airborne Sound is like it's been called a joyful jazz with a message. We tried always to a positive message in all in energy and in our music. Of course, it's called Moving Forward. A lot of times on stage before we announced the song, I said, no matter whatever life throws at you, you just got to keep moving forward and something good will happen. You just keep you pick up and you keep on. That's right.
Yeah, you wash yourself off and just move on.
You just move on.
You know?
We've been trying to keep that since 2004. We've been always had a message, just like you played the Winds of Change reprise. There was always a message somewhere in either our liner notes, either the titles of the songs, or our press releases, or even the songs themselves, like the reprise, is a message of hope. And we've been doing that since 2004. We really started doing that. And all the critics started calling us the musical peacemakers of contemporary jazz.
Nothing's wrong with that.
They've been calling us ever since. But that's right up who we are.
That's how we live our lives. Yes. It's an honorable title, but we live that.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give inspiration and motivation to everyone. We really
and
do.
And that's why it's so appropriate. And that's why it's so appropriate that you were on this particular show, because Extra Forum is a show that provides music, it provides information, it provides inspiration. Also for folks to, you know, take from wherever they are to go to the next level, to get to wherever they're trying to get to. And so everything is about, you know, music is a great healer. I've heard a recent commercial where they're suggesting that music should be the institutional piece of healing in all hospitals, because they've showed cases of people coming out of really terminal illnesses just based on music, and even bringing artists in to play live for sick patients. It's just amazing the healing power and the positive messages that are in all of the music.
Absolutely, because I'm a Berklee College of Music graduate, and there was a major there when I was going to Berklee that was called musical therapy, and it was used for healing using music. Music is a healing power.
Yes. Yes, it is. Also, I have to say about Airborne, we've been awarded by the World Peace Organization for excellence in world music and as a humanitarian.
Wow.
So we're very proud of that. And we also set up a nonprofit, which is called Musicians, Peacemakers, and Humanitarians. And all donations and portions of our CD sales go to Food for the Poor. We try to help out. We try to give back. We really do. We've been doing this for years.
And by the way, Tom, since you mentioned that, you reminded me that we need to make sure people can connect to you. You guys have a website, or where can they go and pick up your music and also help with this worthy cause that you're talking about?
You could go to airbornejazz.com. Again, airbornejazz.com. There you could get information. You go right on our front page about our nonprofit cause, and also you could see videos on our website, concert videos, and you could buy CDs, or you could buy our CDs either on Amazon.com, so CD Baby, iTunes, outlets all over the world. You could get it, but you could find anywhere you want to buy anything. But coming to airbornejazz.com, you get more information about the band and what and its cause and its purpose and its music.
And I just want to make sure that our listeners hear that and make sure they go out and check that out. And I want to remind our listeners, even though we've got about 27 minutes left, we're going to keep on listening to this great music and talking to these great people. If you want to call in and give a shout out, even ask them a question, we got 27 minutes. You can call 347-215-6089 and hit the one key, and we'll know that you're on and in queue and want to, you know, speak to these fine gentlemen of this great group. So, you know, I was reading again some of the write up and the description about you all. You know, I mentioned that, you know, you have members who have toured in Europe, Japan, and the U.S. and all across the world. You know, what are some of the favorite places you guys have played in, and, you know, and even more so, some places that you're interested in getting to?
Well, we love, you can tell by our music, we love the Caribbean. That's one of our favorite places to be, right, Greg?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it's an inspiration to us, and we love being there all the time. It's just something about being by the shore that really gives us inspiration.
Absolutely, I would love to perform in Brazil. Mm-hmm. The music of Brazil is beautiful, from samba to bossa nova. It's just a beautiful thing, and many jazz artists over the years have from Sarah Vaughan to many people have done a lot of music from Brazil.
Yeah, we never did play in Brazil.
No, I would love to do that.
Well, Brazil,
so there's
if you're
many
on
places
tonight,
we'd like to see and explore.
Outstanding. Well, Brazil, if you're listening tonight, and again, we've got people that I've identified who are listening from London and from South Africa and from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anyone
Absolutely.
Listening from Brazil, here's some people that you need want to make sure you connect them.
Mm-hmm.
You speak the word and it becomes truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good, Andrew. Thank you.
Matter of fact, we did a song off our Winds of Change was called Brazilian Praise. It was on our. It's on our anthology CD also. It's called. It's a tribute to that country. It's called Brazilian Praise.
Outstanding. Well, listen, for the CD that we're mainly focusing on tonight, which is Back in the Days. You know, I'm curious, how long was the journey to get it completed and the process for our, you know, again, for some of our young artists who are struggling with how to put out and produce good music.
Mm-hmm. Well, that CD actually had only two new cuts, and what we did was choose from our seven CDs, which was painstaking.
Yeah, that was the hardest.
To get some kind of a musical flow and to pick something between what was a little bit more intricate and then something that was more easier to listen to. So we just, you know, we listened to lots of the stuff from our seven CDs to decide what we would do.
Oh, it shows a history. And Gregory, like what Gregory's saying, we tried to put a balance of this the music that was played more on the radio, that more of what they say your greatest hits or whatever, whatever that's been played more,
mm-hmm.
and more that songs or compositions that are more complex that show the development of Airborne. We wanted to show the development of Airborne through the history of the band from the birth to the present right now. From 1988, really 1984, I have to say, we figured it out. It was like 1984 up to 2011. So you get a lot, there's a lot of different stages. There's the fusion stage.
Sure.
And yeah, some of the stuff is a little more raw,
yeah.
But it has a certain edge to it that excites people.
Yeah,
and then there's some stuff that's a little more refined, and it just shows that too.
Yes, there's smooth jazz, contemporary jazz. There'll be complex horn arrangements, string arrangements, and percussion parts. And most of our, like Gregory was saying, we try to do cultural ideas.
And
many of our CDs we have done, we've done an African piece, tribute to the first Americans, the Native Americans. We have done that, tribute to Brazil. That's what we tried to do.
And one thing we've never done was play it safe. We always try to have an edge. You know, we never homogenized our music. We've always tried to, you know, there is a certain lineup that works with everybody, but we always try to keep a group sound and not play it safe.
Yeah, sure. Airborne is a band sound, as you can tell. You can by listening
That's
to
right.
our music. There is a band sound, and when you hear us, you know who we are. You can tell it's Airborne.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we're going to play another good piece right now. You know, I decided instead of we'll say Winds of Change, the original version. We'll say change. Save that one for maybe last in our lineup tonight with our 22 minutes. But I'd love to go to Better Days Ahead because, again, you were mentioning a lot of your songs are really songs of inspiration and hope. And, you know, even the title of this just makes me think this is just a song about hope.
Yes. Well, that's we try to instill that, like I say, in our titles and the vibe that comes from the songs and the message that it brings in. And don't worry, everyone. Better days are coming.
Yes.
They're coming.
And it's just that song. Actually, I wrote that one. And it just has a good, warm vibe. The audience always appreciates what we play live. So enjoy Better Days Ahead.
Listening to the Extra Effort Forum. I like that piece. It's got a nice, you know, smooth jazz sort of soulful fusion to it.
Yeah, just a cool vibe. It does have a nice feel. With the vocals and the guitar, it's a nice, just has a nice smooth feel, a good, cool vibe.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Listen, guys, some great music you have out there. I like the positive vibe that's coming from you guys. And, you know, and I remember after listening to the music, you know, I've heard your music before. I got to tell you, I don't have any music in your collection, but now that, you know, your PR person, Cheryl Hughley, has reintroduced me to your music, you have a new fan.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So much.
Thank you for having us.
Hopefully we could one day work together or meet you sometime soon.
Yeah.
We're gonna work that out. And, you know, and listen, we'll use as our target date the Democratic Convention.
Okay, there you go. Or sooner.
But listen, awesome. Just in a couple minutes that we have left, you know, I'm really interested. You know, you sort of alluded to this a little earlier in our discussion, but what are some of the influences, people that, you know, the people that influence you all musically? You know,
geez, myself, I've always been open to all types of music, from Latin music to rock music to jazz to fusion to funk. Over the years, myself as a guitarist, I've listened to people from Pat Metheny to George Benson to Carlos Santana, to classical guitarists. So other instrumentalists like Chick Corea or Herbie Hancock, the master vocalists. I love Joe Wilson. I love Ella Fitzgerald. Many people like that.
As a pianist and keyboardist, of course, Chick Corea with his Latin fusion influences. Herbie Hancock, very funky and wonderful straight ahead. And Bill Evans, the pianist, for the quality of his voice. Total chordings is wonderful. But I have to give credit to Miles Davis just for his influence of always changing, always never being afraid to experiment, to go on to something different. Because he started from the bebop all the way to the fusion. And he didn't listen to any critics. He just did it from where his heart was. Yes.
Right.
You know, you have to respect him very much because he's kind of what jazz was all about. You just keep, or shall I say, just pray, moving forward. But he was a perfect example of that. Don't you agree, Greg?
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you all that what I find fascinating is that, and again, I'm a lover of music. I love music. I feel it. I can feel the meats and the movements and things of that nature. But what I find extremely interesting is how you all can kind of like get in a room, start a beat, some other person who listens to the beat, and just start collaborating without even knowing each other.
Yes, and that's how you kind of compose, too. A lot of times when we compose, we might start with a group. Or maybe just the melody, or that's songwriting is too.
Yeah,
I would say too.
Where the song might start and where the song ends could be two very different places.
Yes, many times we'll bring, like you said, bringing the band together. We'll write the songs, we'll get an arrangement, and then we bring it down to the band to bring in the airborne sound with the musicians. And
I just find it amazing. Well, especially when you go to some of these places, because it seems like what it suggests to me is that music is one language, no matter what the cultural influence of the persons are. It's one language.
It's universal.
Right.
We are one world. We're one people.
We played with musicians who didn't speak English, but we were able to play together.
Yes.
So
that's what I'm saying.
It works. You know,
and we enjoy listening to musicians from all over the world.
Absolutely,
because you maybe you don't speak their language, but once the music, you understand each other,
yeah.
and you learn. And that's what I have to say for younger musicians who are starting out. No matter how far you want to reach in your musical career, it's always just to be true to yourself. Try to be the best you can. You practice, of course, and learn. Learn from
right,
all
right.
the different. Mm-hmm. Yes, be open to different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Always be open.
Yes.
You have to be very open-minded, especially in jazz
mm-hmm.
or any music. And you can learn from something from any kind of music. Hip-hop, you can learn from classical. You can learn from R&B, blues, everything, Latin
mm-hmm.
music. You grab something. And whatever music that's in your heart, you take that influence and it'll come true. And don't worry about trying to make a hit or whatever. Just do what comes from your heart, and it always sounds the best. That'll be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to ask you all, as our minutes are starting to wind down here, man, I'm having
mm-hmm.
such a good time here. I'd like for you all to
Same
give
here.
Just some,
Thank you.
Some little advice about if there was one or two takeaways that you would want the listening artists to know, one about you all, but also about the business, what would those be?
Okay.
I stopped them.
Question
finally. Finally, I've stumped them.
He stumped us.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Well, more or less what I was saying, you have to give back. It's better to give than receive, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And if we always try to give back, to tell somebody, it'll always come back to you. And for learning, you learn from life itself.
Yeah.
Be aware of what's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
not just politics. The world right now, a little politics is financial disarray, there's corruption.
Yeah.
There's a lot
That's right.
to learn from. But have those attitudes, but in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yes. Try to keep, as you were saying at the beginning of the show, hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep the hope.
Keep the
hope.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Well, you all listen, this has been fantastic. I'd like to close out our show.
Andrew, you're in New York?
Yes, sir.
We're in New Haven, Connecticut. We're not that far. You got to come see us play sometime.
Yes.
Well, here's something interesting. I'm going to take you up on that offer, but you want to know something funny? I actually have just left New York. I am broadcasting tonight from the Midwest, from Aurora, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Well, that's quite a ride.
But you just made
a few extra hours.
But I'm going to be spending an awful lot of time in the East Coast, so I'm going to take you guys up on the offer. And I have been to New Haven, Connecticut several times, and like you described, it's a fun, great city.
Yes,
it's got a lot of culture. And
absolutely.
But you are welcome
here. You come. You have. Places to stay, come see us play, and you're welcome anytime.
But we do play all over, so you can find us traveling anywhere in the U.S. too. When we do our little tours.
When you do that, you make sure you send us some communication. We'll make sure that we keep it posted on our show and in our newsletters. And we want folks to really follow this music. It's really some good music, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So,
and I have to commend you for what you're doing to bring the artists out, to bring the new different kind of music out, and what you do on your show, you bring so many different things out. And for the arts, you're bringing the arts out. I commend you for that. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, because as you know, we don't have really time to go into this, but there seems to be a sort of quiet onslaught, particularly on the jazz music. It's just not hitting the airwaves anymore. And, they've closed several jazz stations, and so we've got to hear the music somewhere. So, you guys keep playing the music. We're going to keep producing it. I mean, pushing it out here.
I will. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, jazz is an American art form. We have to remember.
That it is. That it is, and we have to keep on. So let's close out with the Winds of Change, the original version. Give us some thoughts on what we should be listening for, and close us out really, really strong with this one.
that was, of course, written from our 2008, which was the beginning of the recession, the collapse and everything. And it was election year. It was just a politically, economically disastrous, at least. But things are moving upward. So it was just an inspirational piece that things are going to change. Don't worry. That was the outlook of that whole CD, and it's still true today, and it is on our anthology CD. Please check out our anthology CD.
Yes,
because
go to airbornejazz.com.
Yeah.
Good night, Andrew.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Andrew.
All right.
Bless
enjoy.
You.
All right.
but we've had another great Extra Effort Form Side B. You've heard tonight from a great, great group, Airborne, with two of its featured artists, Thomas Baroni and also his brother Greg Baroni. Come back with us next week, where at our 7 o'clock hour, our topic will be Expert Tips to Transform Your Business Today. It is based on a book called 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today by Sadia Brown. We will have on three guests next week. We have on this Sadia Brown, the author of the book, Amelia Moore, and also Tracy Smith. So be back with us at 7 o'clock Eastern Time next week for Expert Tips to Transform Your Business Today. We are broadcasting from Chicago, New York, L.A., London, Toronto, you have been listening to the Extra Effort from Global Radio Program, Side B. I am your host and executive producer, Andrew T. Carr. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you will tell your friends and come back and listen to the great, great information and also the great, great music that we provide for our guests each week. Have a great, great evening and a